This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Said podcast. It's something for the weekend time. Joining me, David Michael, to discuss all things Blades, Mr. Chris Budd. Welcome.
Hey up.
Sorry, it's not Chris Budd, it's Sean Bean. Welcome, Sean.
You bastard. You daft bastard.
You're calling me a daft bastard, Mr. Bean.
Have you not seen the Sharp compilation of just?
Oh yeah, it's brilliant.
Sharp doing bastard for about 2 minutes straight.
You kill my horse, you bastard.
You're a Scots bastard.
Move, you bastards! Home, you lazy bastards!
You fat bastard. Mongrels bastards.
You stupid bastard!
There's a French bastard in these mountains called Loop.
Bastard. Bastards. Bastard.
That bastard was gone off even when he was alive.
You bastard.
And the bastard that stole him.
He's a crafty little bastard.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Probably one of the best things that ever landed on the internet.
Some of the best things to come out of Yorkshire.
Yeah, I interviewed Sean Bean in Venice, of all places. There's a contrast.
Yeah, just a bit. Just Sheffield.
But yeah, I remember seeing his Blades tattoo. And I mean, he had a bee in his bonnet about something the UK press had written. And the interview was me, Baz Ballingboy from the Daily Mail, and you know, interviewing Sean Bean. And he was talking to Baz all the time about this story of him, his association with some woman going around, and it was absolutely, completely ill-founded. Remember, I spoke about Neil Warnock as well, because he kicked off Neil Warnock over something. I'll have to look back for the old tape in the old annals.
He played a Sheffield United player who played for the Blades, didn't he? When Saturday Comes, the film.
Yeah, he's proper, as they say.
Wasn't his tattoo? It's 100% Blade, if I remember right.
Yeah. I've got a tattoo. It's 98% Aston Villa. I'm not quite there yet.
50% only on 3 days of the week.
98% Villa. That'd be great as a tattoo. Oh, 100% Blaine. Oh, yeah, 98% Villa. Right, coming up, this is a game against the bottom of the table. Sheffield United, what could go wrong? The first time, actually, I went to Bramall Lane was back in 1992/93 season when the mighty Villa were chasing that league title. The first Premier League title against United. It was the days where you could just turn up in Sheffield and just pay on the turnstile, get in to see one. How are we describing that goal? Gary Parker's where
Exocet
missiled. Staunton throw in. Parker lets it bounce once, then looping volley. Beautiful. I think he scored twice that day. Also memorable that day was Les Seely mooning the away fans. That was
back when footballers were personalities.
Etched on my brain. Back when footballers used to show their arses. Then TV cameras kind of came in all the time, and it People VAR. Got shy. People VAR came in, so there was no more arses to be seen. Well, actually, I think it's increased the number of arses to be seen.
Yeah, now it's just a bunch VAR. Of arseholes on show.
Right, so we remember last time we played Sheffield United. Luckily, I was away in America, so I dodged a bullet there.
Fortunately, you didn't miss much.
78% possession, but no cigar. Archer pops up 3 minutes to go. You think this is a cruel world we live in.
And we had a very dodgy disallowed goal as well, I might add, that Bailey goal that shouldn't have been chalked off.
And then our Italian stallion popped up to get an equaliser deep, deep, deep into injury time. But we kind of, after that was the first dent in our glorious, polished...
It was.
100% home record. But I had a feeling that was we weren't going to win that game. And then it's been downhill ever since. I know we managed to scrape 3 points against Burnley. But this is the thing. It's Sheffield United had the worst away record. They got a point out of us. Newcastle had the second worst away record going into that game a few days ago. They beat us. Now we're playing the team who are bottom of the table. A couple of wins. Good news is, though, in terms of their home record, they've only won 2 of the 11. Although they're bottom of the table, they are actually better than Burnley when it comes to home games. Burnley have only won 1, drawn 1, lost 9. Sheffield United have won 2, drawn 2. Actually, recent form, not too bad at home.
Got a draw against West Ham, which is a good result when you're down at the bottom.
Yeah, in the last 6 games at home, a couple of wins and a draw. So improvement there, certainly. I think they'll be licking their lips at Villa coming to town. They're definitely eyeing a point or 3 there.
I think they'll give it a right good go in this one. I think they'll view Villa as a bit of a sitting duck at the minute, the way we're playing.
Yeah. Will we surprise them?
They'll just play with no fear.
We are actually recording on transfer deadline day, which I don't really pay much attention to, but there is the news that Bertrand Traoré, he's really good behind closed doors, Bertrand Traoré, isn't he? And when he plays on African soil as well, he can score penalties.
And every now and then he just pulls one out of the bag, like the Leicester goal last year, or he has his little moments.
He's had his contract terminated and he's off to Villarreal. So Emery's obviously put in a good word, sent him a YouTube compilation of his goal against Leicester. That goal against, was it the Baggies where he just passed it into
the
net?
Bottom corner, didn't he?
And then on the reels also there's selected penalties from the AFCON.
And he scored a belter, didn't he, against Man United? I remember a little touch and flicked it in the top corner. It was a great goal, that.
Yeah. It's no coincidence, is it, that it's Villarreal, considering the Emery connection.
But Emery got his man in Morgan Rodgers.
And everything else is mainly loans, isn't it? And
yeah, if you're at the
fullbacks that have come in.
Yes. Yeah. There's the young lad. And we've bought another player, it's Kellen Quinn, I think, another West Brom youth academy player, which Morgan Rodgers is also. It's just all about the Baggies.
Kostas Nedeljkovic was obviously earlier the right back, and Lina Souza, left back, he started off at the Baggies as well.
And an Aussie goalkeeper.
Yeah, they're all more for the future. Rodgers from Middlesbrough, I think they will want him to add something to the party now.
Yeah.
And I think his height will help, although he's not, he's not like a... Chris Wood character, is he? He's more plays across the front three.
Yeah, well, he's 6'4", but he's mobile. Yeah, he can carry the ball, can shoot. So I think it's definitely a good bit of.
He's no Rudy Gestede.
Well, I mean, who is David? But he's sort of, you know. I mean, I remember when Traore played. Traore's a big lad as well, so it's kind of probably closer to that kind of player, but a lot more mobile. I can see the merit in getting him now. And we just need a little bit of something different somewhere. So if it's him, so be it.
Yeah, and the deal, it's 8 million up front and then potential 7 million add-ons. Big chunk of that is going to Manchester City.
25% in it. And ultimately, if you end up paying the sort of, it goes up to 15 million, it's because he's done a really good job and you'll happily pay it. So
yeah, right. As the action cranks up a notch now with Villa trying to stay in the European conversation. If the game's live on TV, you can make sure of watching any of Villa's Europa Conference League, FA Cup or Premier League action at a Green King Sports pub who are supporting the show. Don't settle for a dodgy screen if it's on telly, because it'll be on Green King's huge HD screens. And of course, if you download the Green King Sports app, you'll receive 10% off every single drink whenever there's a game on. So download the app. I think it's an hour before and an hour after the game. You can also enjoy 10% off as well. So don't settle for anything less. Oh, Right. In terms of team's form over the last six games, I think this is, I mean, Sheffield United are bottom in their last six games. They've only drawn two. It's the only points they've got. And now you're getting a taste of where Villa really are in the pecking order in terms of form, because we're now 10th. Six games, win 1-2, drawn 2, lost 2. That feels right at the moment, doesn't it?
I would say so. You know, we were always going to have a dip. You know, all the other teams around us have had theirs. We need to get out of our one, but we are having a sticky period now.
Yeah.
You'd hope a trip to Sheffield United is the right kind of game, but it also has the potential to really stick the knife in if your form continues to drop off.
Yeah, the thing about Sheffield United, though, I mean, we were looking, you know, have they got any major injuries? And it's that they haven't really. I mean, Ryan Brewster's suspended. But also you're thinking, you look down their roster and you go, who cares?
Yes, they're just not like, good, are they?
It's almost like this. There's no need to go into their tactical setup and their threats and whatever, because we should just fucking beat them. That's the bottom line here. And we can't be pussyfooting around now.
We've got to show against some of these bottom sides that we can be ruthless, because our record against those, you know, you think about, you know, sort of Wolves, it has to be drop points to it. You know, Everton, obviously we sort of stumbled there.
You can understand the Wolves one. I mean, let's not go over old ground, but you're looking at this team. I mean, Burnley have stuck 5 past them. Arsenal stuck 5 past them. Newcastle stuck 8 past them. At Bramall Lane. Brighton scored 5 recently in the Cup. Palace hadn't scored for ages, had they?
Can't score for shit, and they scored three midweek.
Lincoln City, my boys, beat them in the League Cup, beat them on penalties. This is not a great team.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Now, the thing that worries me is this predictability of Villa, which we saw again against Newcastle. And you look back at the Villa Park game against the Blades and it's, you know, 78%, 4 shots on target. You know, what's going on there?
Well, it was the frustrating one, of course. There was the Bailey goal that was disallowed, and that for some reason it just knocked
the wind
out of ourselves.
Shit happens. Yeah. There shouldn't be just one disallowed goal and that's it. You don't. We should have beaten those
bastards.
But now is a time where you think, well, you've had your dip. You've had your, you know, whether you want to call it physical tiredness, whatever excuse you want to come with. But I think a lot of it's mental. To sustain it. It's hard at any level.
And also how opposition teams approach playing against you.
But in terms of our away record, it's been like this pretty much the whole season. It's not terrible, as people keep saying.
It's kind of average.
We've always been the 7th or 6th best away team. And currently we are 7th, 1-4, drawn 3, lost 4. As long as you've got a good home form, that will get you in the European places, that kind of away form. Lower echelons of the European places. Meanwhile, Sheffield United, as I think mentioned earlier, 19th best. Who's the best home record in the league?
It's got to be us.
No, Liverpool now. Those days are over, bud. Those days are over.
We've been dethroned.
How the mighty fall. Shows you how strong Liverpool are. I mean, they're always strong at Anfield, but it's pretty impressive that they're the first team to leapfrog over us.
They look highly functional, Liverpool. They've got the thing that most of the other teams haven't, that they've been able to play badly and get results this season. Whereas I don't think Man City have. Arsenal haven't been able to. We have
currently got the best home and away record. And more importantly, they've only lost one game.
They look really good.
Contrast that with Manchester City, who have lost 3 away from home. Arsenal have lost 4 games. So you see the seriousness of Liverpool's title challenge there.
I think it'll be them and City are going to go toe-to-toe.
Yeah, when you look at Arsenal and it's like 20, played 22, won 14, drawn 4, lost 4, that's not really title. I mean, that obviously they're on the same points of Manchester City, but City got a game in hand. I think City will double down in focus, but Liverpool seem to be a very tough team to beat. Their defence is pretty miserly. I mean, they've got the conceded 19 goals in 22 games. When you're conceding less goals than games played, it's always impressive.
Mm-hmm. Although Liverpool do go to Arsenal this weekend, so that's going to be an interesting sort of round of fixtures this week. You know, Man U play
anyway, we're trying to avoid the Sheffield United game because it's literally, it's a one-sentence preview. It's like, just fucking win and that's it.
Yeah, just win. Done.
Looking at their... Well, there is no threats, is there really?
Archer, I suppose, after the Villa Park game, had one chance and took it.
Yeah.
If he plays.
But they do, well, I wouldn't say rotate, but let's say they haven't got that forward position knuckled down, have they?
No, not at all.
Would you expect Archer to play? To start, should I say?
I don't think so, actually. I think he's been coming off the bench in the last few games, so he may well not start this one. He didn't start against West Ham when they got a good draw, and then obviously midweek they played Palace.
Yeah, against Palace he played like 3 minutes. West Ham, Manchester City came off the bench 23 minutes. The last time he started was the loss against Luton and then the Villa game as well. And then he'd played the 3 games before that. Well, he's been a regular starter since... Like he started against Everton, that was their fourth game, and then he was a regular starter, and then he seems to have fallen from grace in the, you know, since the Villa game, ironically, well, since, you know, Luton one that followed. So I think it's more of a tactical switch, isn't it, rather than him not being up to the task.
And strangely, some of the results have been a little bit better without him as a lone striker, which figures because I don't necessarily think he leads the line very well. I think he's a great finisher, but I don't necessarily think you get enough out of him in all the other aspects.
No, I do agree that he should be playing off somebody.
Probably a McBurnie, but I don't think them. Very few teams play a front two anyway. But
yeah, McBurnie is their top scorer at the moment. I mean, he's started 9 games, 4 substitute appearances, McBurnie. Archer's actually started 15. So he has been...
McBurnie's been injured, though.
Yeah, when you weigh up, Archer has been the main starter. But then outside of Archer's 3 goals, McBurnie's 4, then, you know, you got a few players on a brace and that's pretty much it. I mean, goals are hard to come by for the Blades. And that's a bit of an understatement, really.
They've had a hard, you know, hard season, haven't they? You know, the reality is it's not going to end well for them, you wouldn't think. But, you know, to stay up from this point would be a pretty staggering achievement. But when you come into the league and you sell your 2 best players, that's kind of a bit of a white flag being flown, I would imagine, from their own fans. They just think, well, does our owner even give us a chance?
Yeah. Well, I'd rather talk about Gary Parker's goal against them in 92-93 rather than talking about them anymore. So let's go straight to the Mom's Pulse panel result here. What are you going for?
I am going for a very unconvincing away win.
So you say this every time, this scraping, unconvincing.
At the moment, I thought we'd beat Man City. I was very confident in that one. I thought we'd beat Arsenal. I was confident in that one and many other games. I'm just not at the moment. It's just where we're at right now.
Yeah, I want to tempt the gods, the football gods into this. I'm going to go draw.
It wouldn't surprise me.
And
it really wouldn't.
Then getting knocked out against Chelsea in the FA Cup.
It's a big sort of 7-day period for Villa.
I think it gets worse before it gets better.
I'm hoping Newcastle was a bit of a watershed, but we're going to see now. Emery's kind of had everything his own way, hasn't he? In terms of how things have gone since he came in. He hasn't had to kind of reinvigorate the team yet.
He had a 3-game blip, but that was against kind of...
That was more...
Could argue good opponents, you could say.
They were good opponents, and I think that was what I'd call teething problems in growing into... the kind of the Villa that we've become, you know, end of last season and then obviously this season in terms of the style of play. At this point, we need to just reinvent ourselves a little bit in that and our approach. And that's why Newcastle just felt so stale. It's a team that needs invigorating at the moment.
Yeah. There's so many teams are gutted through injuries of major players. So are you telling me that just losing Torres down really, and then it just sinks the whole ship? We've got to be stronger than that. You can't really get by with that. But then again, you look at our personnel and, you know, Longley was playing Champions League football, Barcelona. Then you've got Diego Carlos. You would say we've got our strongest core of centre-backs that we've probably ever had.
Yeah, I would say so, certainly for a very long time. I can't think of a period where we've been better equipped in that position.
Yeah, let's include Mings in a 5 centre-backs, and, you know, Longley's obviously there to cover his absence. But yeah, you can't just like throw the rattle out the pram and start crying because Pau Torres isn't there. You should be still winning certain games that we're playing. We should be beating Sheffield United without bloody Pau Torres.
Well, you shouldn't be relying on a needing a full strength back line to beat Sheffield United, who are bottom of the table.
The way Emery wants to play is kind of intrinsic. But then again, we were still fine with like Mings and Konsa in there. And so the onus is more on the midfield and forwards. And this is what I'm saying. That cannot be your crutch. You need more dynamism from those guys up front. And we saw it like against Newcastle, where you've just got Moreno going down the line on his own. And it's like, well, where's the player in tandem that he always had?
You'd hope that, you know, Bailey is, you know, had a bit of game time. He's now sharp and fit and ready to rock and roll, because you've got to put him in from the start, surely.
Yeah.
In this
one. If he starts and he's fit, then I think Villa should win this, put it that way.
I agree. I think so.
And I'd throw my draw prediction out the window. I mean, I'm not putting money on this draw, by the way. I'm just saying it because that's how I feel at the moment.
Yeah, I'm still pretty narked off by the Newcastle game, to be honest. But
we'll talk about Chelsea in the next podcast. Let's get this one out there. I've put out a few in the last week. We put out a Newcastle reaction show, so all of this takes a lot of time getting out. So let's end it here, shall we? But before we go, I just want to say thank you to the My Old Man Said members for supporting the show, as always. And I'll do the shout-outs for the new members in the next main show. But if you want to join us for 2024, go to myoldmansaid.com for more details on how to be a My Old Man Said member. Right, Chris, does the turnaround start against the Blades?
Bastards!
Come on then, you yellow bastards!
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.